away live in Japan with Robert Johnson and Mark Rogers. Standing under a clear blue sky, really warm sunshine, with a bell intermittently tolling just off to my left. I'm in the Peace Park in Hiroshima, site of the world's first atomic bomb used in anger rather than testing. Somewhere across the water from here is the Peace Dome, which remains in the state in which it was left following the blast. I can't remember how many people were killed. I think it was 120,000, 130,000 people. Now tourists mill around, I suppose, marking it in their own way. Everything in this area seems to have a peace prefix to it. I think I even saw, when looking for places to eat, peace cafes and the like. The bell chiming a little bit further around the park. I've come out this morning ahead of Mark whilst he gets up, walking here from the hotel. It's meant to be about a mile as the crow flies. I think I walked about two to get here, but we got here eventually. Only getting slightly lost in a metro station. It's nice to be able to stretch my legs a little bit. Our last hotel in Kagoshima was up a mountain, or big hill anyway, and so it was quite difficult to, impossible frankly, to get out alone. Big hotel too. This one's a little bit easier. It's nice just to take things in myself. Although to be honest, there are probably more tourists here than anybody else in this area. Gorgeous, gorgeous weather. So lucky. And we had a wonderful day yesterday. We travelled from Kagoshima to Shintosu, which I think Shin just means main, so main Tosu station. It was in the Shinkansen. And then down to Nagasaki, where we went to see, and I still can't remember the name of the place, but the area, the enclave effectively, where Dutch traders were allowed to continue trading when Japan was shut off from the rest of the world. And there's an open-air museum there of Dutch-style buildings. We had lunch before travelling back. It's a very scenic railway ride back up to Shinosuka. No, not Shinosuka, sorry, Shintosu. And then changing onto a train for Shinosuka. Another Shinkansen. Very comfortable one, actually, this one. Taking us to Hiroshima, now on Honshu. We were on Kyushu. This is turning out so far to be a brilliant trip. So enjoying it. The food has been wonderful. A bit challenging at times, my chopstick skills are. Just when I think I've got it right, they evaporate again. But had some really interesting food. Eel the other day. A rather nice mixture of rice and lentils and stock yesterday was something. I also had a whole fish, was it mackerel, I think it was, fried, trying to eat it with chopsticks, which was an interesting experience. And last night, ramen. Big, thick noodles in a beef soup. Ordered via a funny ticket machine thing where you feed in money and then select what you want and take the ticket to the counter. Seems so Japanese. Wonderful. It's funny to be standing in a park so far from home on my own. I have to say, Japan would be very difficult to do independently as a visually impaired person, and independently as in without anybody else. We are, Mark and I, are doing the trip independently insofar as we're not following a tour or anything, booked it all ourselves. But some bits are really good. There are tactile paths to follow on the streets, and some of the crossings make tones, others you have to guess. But the lack of, without any language ability, without being able to read signs, you're just so isolated, potentially, I think. Not being able to see gestures. Can't ask for directions. I know about 3 words, I think, in Japanese. Oh, there we go. So, Hiroshima. I've been doing various video recordings, which you can find on my YouTube channel, Bearing Away. Sometimes when I'm remembering even, I'm cross-posting them to my blog, bearingaway.co.uk. And if you follow me on Facebook, you'll know that I've been posting a fair bit on there. But for the time being, thanks for listening.